12 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock and 69 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak. I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit this afternoon to visit with a couple of Red Oak Tigers about the upcoming Red Oak FFA Farmer Appreciation Meal. We have with us the president of the chapter, Audrey Johnson. Audrey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you. How's your school year going?
My school year is going great. Taking hard classes, but other than that, it's fun.
What's your hardest class?
My hardest class is chemistry.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Yep.
You like it?
Nope.
Oh. Well, at least you're honest. But how many times a week? Do you have it every day? Three days a week?
I have it every day. I have Algebra 2 every day. And then I have health occupation 3 days a week.
You're a junior.
Yes.
What do you want to do after high school?
I don't know. I think I want to major in nursing, probably.
Okay.
And then probably do something not really nursing related after that.
Okay.
Like, well, mission of productions.
Okay.
Home visits.
So, well, there you go. You have a plan. College, yeah. Nursing-ish.
Ish.
Yeah. And then something kind of helping people after
yep.
that. Cool. And you're taking hard classes to get there. I like it. Are you having fun this school year?
Yeah, I am having a lot of fun.
All right. How long have you been president of the Red Oak FFA chapter?
Since March.
Okay. Good deal. How many people are in the chapter?
Oh, we knew this last year, but not now.
85.
Okay.
What?
65 maybe.
I don't know.
Totally.
65 maybe.
Totally. 85. She just went for it. 85.
Yeah.
Good job.
That was my best guess.
Maybe like 67.
I like it.
Maybe like 6 or 7.
Yeah. Okay. Good. And we have Natalie Johnson with us as well, who is the vice president.
Yes.
How are you, Natalie?
Good.
How's your school year going?
Pretty good.
Having fun?
Yeah.
How are your classes? Hard?
I think they're all pretty easy.
Okay.
I don't have to take chemistry. I don't have that on my schedule.
So is it a busy school year? I mean, is your schedule busy?
I think I've been pretty busy, yeah.
Do you get out early? We have open
seminar.
There you go.
So tell me, lunch.
So you can go, okay. Yeah, gotcha. So how long have you both been involved with FFA?
Since 7th grade.
Yes.
Together the whole time, I guess, huh? What do you like
most? 8th grade. I didn't do FFA in 8th grade.
Okay. But other than that?
Other than that, yeah.
What do you like best about FFA?
I love livestock judging.
Okay.
I like our trips. We have so much fun on trips because everyone's so funny.
Okay. So they're good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do after high school, Natalie? And you're a junior. You both have a little leeway here. You don't have to make a decision. So
I'm really looking into animal nutrition.
Okay.
I think that'll be pretty interesting.
College, animal nutrition, then what?
Something
ag-related,
yes.
Seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's talk about this. So we're going to talk about this Farmer Appreciation Meal. It's coming up next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday, a week from today. What did the proceeds from this meal go to?
Our FFA chapter.
Wait, and then,
there's no proceeds.
No, there's no proceeds.
It's free. It's just for our farmers.
You're probably going to lose money on this deal.
Yeah, what are we?
All right. So you don't make money. I like you correcting me. There's no proceeds involved with this. So let's talk about it. It's the week from today, Friday.
Yes.
And it's the Red Oak FFA Farmer Appreciation Meal. You guys, the FFA chapter, has been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell me how it works.
It's usually been our officers. We go. Well, first of all, we cook the burgers during the school day.
Mm-hmm.
And then around lunchtime, we all go to the co-op by the scale, and we set up, and everyone that goes through, we give them a hamburger, chips, a dessert, and drink.
Okay.
And it's just, we just donate it to the farmers because we just want to do something nice for them.
It's free.
Yes.
No proceeds.
No proceeds.
So you're going to be grilling burgers. How many do you prepare? Do you have a number?
250, which is the most we've ever done.
Oh, wow. And then they drive through, you hand it to them, and off they go.
Yep.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another group of farmers that will sign up for so many burgers, and then we'll take them out to the field.
Yeah, if you would like a meal delivered to your field,
mm-hmm.
on Facebook, you can fill out a form, and then we will... Yeah, you'll fill out a Google form, and then we'll call you the day before and get the location of the field that you'll be in. And you'll have to be near Red Oak or Stanton for us to deliver to you.
Okay. Very cool. So if you're busy in the field and can't sneak away, I could mm-hmm. say I need 5 burgers.
Yes.
Yep.
And you'll bring it to them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So where do tell me specifically, where do I find the form so that I can make sure that I get that filled out? The best place to find that is
if you go on our Facebook.
Uh-huh.
There should be a link.
Okay. Which is, this is the correct one, right?
Yes.
Red Oak FFA chapter with the, it's got kind of a yellow logo there.
Yes.
And I'm trying to, that's our egg. Here we go. No, that's a lock-in. Is this a, what's the lock-in?
The lock-in is just for our members, and it's kind of like all of the Southwest District officers, and mm-hmm. then a few state officers will come down and do like little workshops with us, and then we'll play volleyball or watch a movie or something.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Find it. There's a link on your Facebook page, and you can sign that up. It's a Google Doc, mm-hmm. and you'll bring it out to them.
Yep.
Cool. Now, for the regular meal, I don't have to sign up for that. I just drive through on the scale, right?
Drive through. Yep.
Cool. And in other years, I don't know if we are doing it this year, but we've passed out safety kits and different things for you to have mm-hmm. in your truck just in case.
That's a good thing. Now, do all of the FFA chapter members get involved, or only the officers with handing out of the meals?
Usually we'll have a sign-up sheet if you want to come, like, help grill hamburgers or put meals together in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can come help do that. But when we just hand out meals, it's usually just the officers.
Mm-hmm.
And if a kid really wants to come, then they can come with us, too.
And you grill the burgers? You put it all together?
Yes.
You deliver it to all the field, potentially, or hand it out at the yep. scale? And really, that's it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Thank you. There's no fee mm-hmm. involved nope. or anything. So,
and I'm pretty sure if you can't find the Google form, you could probably call the school, and they'll get you in contact with Mrs. Pelzer.
There you go.
And she'll help you out to get the food delivered yes. to the field.
But again, that is going to be on Wednesday, October 15th. You're going to start at 11:30. You're going to go till you run out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's a nice thing to do, I think, just to say
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah.
Other than that, what else is going on with FFA? Are there other things we need to be aware of? Natalie?
Yes, we handed out our fundraiser packets, and we'll be selling through November 4th. We sell fruit, meat, cheese, pickled herring, candy, cookie dough, and popcorn. And if you don't know a kid that might be coming to you to sell you some stuff, you mm-hmm. can call the school, mm-hmm. you can talk to Mrs. Pelzer, and she'll send a kid your way.
How long do you, will you be selling this, do you know? How long does this go?
November 4th.
November 4th, fruit, meat, cheese, candy, cookie dough, pickled herring, and popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, I see Pelzer R at redoakschools.org is our email address.
Yes.
And you can buy that now. What's your favorite?
Not the pickled herring.
I was going to ask you if you like pickled herring.
A lot
herring.
Of people no. like that.
Audrey?
No, because my family will get a thing of pickled herring and eat it at Thanksgiving, and it's like the grossest smell. It like ruins Thanksgiving dinner.
My Uncle Brian, he tried making me.
No.
Yeah, my Grandpa yeah. Clifford.
No.
Yeah.
Look at that. You guys are like
yeah,
not having
name
it.
Dropping no. them. Shame on you.
Oh, no. And you don't like it at
no.
all.
No.
You guys are like turning your nose up about it.
Yeah.
Like, wow, gross. Not the pickled herring. How about popcorn? Popcorn
yeah.
works.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn.
Okay. Yeah.
Fruit, candy.
But not
the cheese is
herring.
My favorite. Whatever kind of cheese my dad gets, I like it.
I think it's funny. You guys are immediately attacking the pickled herring.
Yeah.
No pickled herring.
Nope.
Okay. But if you do enjoy pickled
yeah,
herring, you can
it,
purchase
yeah.
it.
And we have it in different sizes. So if you don't want a lot, you can get a smaller container.
Yes.
And,
okay.
So. And all the popcorn is $15. When you see the sheet, there's no popcorn price, but it's all $15.
Yes.
Okay.
The, everything else has a price on it.
Our members should have wrote it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of the members, all of your chapter members, FFA, the Red Oak FFA chapter, will have the ability to sell this. Then you'll order it. It'll be delivered. Do I pick it up, or will you bring it to me? How does that work? Do you know, Audrey?
Usually we'll deliver it to you, but mm-hmm. if you live 20 minutes away and you're in town, then you can come pick it up from us. You just kind of got to
gotcha.
Work it out. But usually it's we deliver it to you.
Okay. I like it. This is a fundraiser.
Yes.
And this, the proceeds for this go to what?
Our FFA chapter.
Yeah.
And we use that money for different trips and, like, when we're doing contests, we have to pay a fee.
Mm-hmm.
So all that money just goes to help our chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, we're looking forward to a national convention. That's at the end of the month. And so that's why we need to do really good on our fundraising, because that helps
yes.
us out a lot with hotels and just yep. different things we do for that.
This is the convention at the end of the month. It's in Indianapolis,
yes.
right? Big convention.
Yes.
Thousands and thousands
of
people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fun?
Yes.
All right. So buy a bunch of pickled herring and don't give it to the Johnson girls.
Yeah.
But otherwise, support the FFA chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Audrey Johnson, the president of the Red Oak FFA chapter, and Natalie Johnson, the vice president of the Red Oak FFA chapter with me, both juniors. And what else do we need to be aware of? Audrey?
I think we covered it all.
Yep. And Natalie? Covered it?
Good.
How can people, once again, if they want to know more about the Farmer Appreciation Meal, if they want to order, what's the best way and easiest way for people to get in touch with this information?
Well, if you just have a short question, you could go to our Facebook. We have flyers on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give you basic information. And if you have more questions, you could get a hold of the school, and they'll get you in contact with Mrs. Pelzer, and she'll help you out.
I do have one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Only active FFA members have the packet. So
okay.
If your kid or your cousin's in an ag class or an FFA member, but they don't have the packet unless they're an active FFA member.
Okay.
And they'll know for sure if they are.
And they're about 85 members. Or maybe 65.
Maybe 67
members.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. Nice to see you both. Busy day the rest of the day?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else you need to cover? Classes are going well?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to talk about classes here a little bit.
Okay.
Chemistry. No.
No. I like my animal science class.
All right. Good deal.
That's easy.
Livestock judging, though.
Mm-hmm.
You really like livestock judging.
Yeah. Last week, on Thursday, we went to Northwest and had livestock judging, but we couldn't stay the whole time because some of our cross-country kids had to get back to
mm-hmm.
leave.
Mm-hmm.
So we left without doing reasons. And I'm a little bitter about this, but if I add what I usually get for reasons... And if I added that to my score, I could have won the contest we figured out.
Oh.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
And our other mm-hmm. members did really good, too. AJ Beeson did good. Caden and Rayfelt, our members are really good at that.
But
so.
On the upside, after you got done with your contest, we beat Creston 3
in volleyball. So it was worth leaving early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have had a lot of success with volleyball this year and
cross
country. I'm just going to say you won, Natalie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you won.
If anyone asks.
Natalie won it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
All right. You guys be careful, and it's a pleasure to visit with you. And I hope a lot of people reach out to you to either purchase stuff for the sale, to sign up to have you have deliveries. It's going to be a good meal. Burgers, chips, desserts,
mm-hmm.
and a drink. Who provides that?
So we have different donors.
I know the alumni helps, and they support us a lot.
Yeah.
So they probably donated a lot of it.
Yeah, there's like different businesses. I don't know them all off the top of my head, but I think the alumni donated the burgers. My grandparents donated all the buns. And then there's like different businesses that we reached out to that would donate the rest.
Very cool. Nice to see you guys.
You too.
Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes,
you will.
Volleyball tomorrow night, Red Oak and Clarinda. So looking forward to it. Make it a great day.
Thanks.
Natalie Johnson and Audrey Johnson with me this afternoon.
Looking for a sweet spot in Essex, Iowa? 807 Prairie Avenue in Essex, Iowa.